It's Sunday, September 23rd. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin-Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
And I'm just going to say, Kyle, talk about Art Night Out.
Well, our Art Night Out is going to be an event at Crystal Bridges with the Old 78s, with some of the curators from with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. We're going to play like it is a radio show from the 1930s.
Which means you'll be there.
Yes, because when you think of 1930s, you think of me. Is that what you're saying?
No, but when I think of radio,
yes.
And you said we'll be doing this.
Yes, you're right. So. Yes, I'm sort of the host, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Will Rogers, who was the most famous American for an early part of the 20th century.
Now, here's the interesting. This is their fourth night out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done, let's see, time travel. Because the museum is laid out in chronological order.
Right.
They've done edible culture.
Mm-hmm.
They've done Journey into the Wild, which was the essence of the Hudson River School of Art and the grounds at Crystal Bridges. And this time, they're going to talk about the relationship between music and art in the 1930s when people think nothing good happened.
Right. Depression and things
like that. Because
we're
talking about the Great Depression. But it was the time of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal and the Federal Art Project that employed artists like Thomas Hart Benton and Stuart Davis and Marsden Hartley. So there's really a lot of interaction between art and the positive radio personalities.
Right. Of which Will Rogers was one of them.
What was it that you said in the quote that you gave me, that he was John Stewart, Milton Berle, Mark Twain, and George Carlin all in one?
He was.
This is going to be a fun evening. It starts at 7 o'clock on Thursday at Crystal Bridges. Tickets are $40. You don't have to be a member.
Mm-mm.
You just have to go to crystalbridges.org.
Did we mention that there's dinner involved in this, too?
Oh, no, we didn't, but Case there is.
So for $40, you get dinner.
Yes, and Case has developed, and he'll be talking about, but he's developed this sort of American palate that it's going to be something else.
That goes with, again, with
yes,
the time period.
Yes, and he'll explain it, and it's eating and dining, and then the Fayetteville Jazz Collective. If the weather is nice, we're going to go outside and dance afterward. Should be a lot of fun.
So if anybody needs a date, Kyle knows how to get a hold of me.
That's right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.